Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast. Here we interview successful people who are living a life filled with adventure, excitement, and fun. Learn where they've been. Explore where they are going. See what gets them out of bed in the morning. Find out what drives them. We will go through their lowest points. We will look at the opportunities and possibilities that are now presenting to them. Come on a journey of ignition. I'm your host, Leanne Blaney. For more information, go to ignitepodcast.com. Let's ignite. Carolyn King is a kinesiologist and business owner of Empowered Happiness, meditation expert, workshop facilitator, and author of Empowered Happiness, Discovering Bliss Beyond Depression. And she's also co-authored numerous other books. On a personal level, she is a mother to two beautiful school-aged children and wife to a wonderfully supportive husband. She has studied a variety of different kinesiology techniques, including professional kinesiology practitioner, brain gym, leap, and primitive reflexes, and continues to study different modalities. She's a student of life and continues to read, learn, and grow. Carolyn is passionate about helping people find real and lasting happiness by balancing how the brain thinks and operates, and is especially passionate about helping those that have hit their rock bottom. Life is a journey, and it's in the journey that true happiness can be found. Hi, Carolyn. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Hi, Leanne. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm excited to share your story. So shall we get started?
Absolutely.
Excellent. All right. So do you want to tell us where you are now? What's actually happening for you right now?
Right now, I am running my business full time. I am a kinesiologist. I'm an author of one book that I wrote myself, as well as co-authoring quite a few other books, including 1,000 Ripples. I'm running meditation classes. I'm running workshops. So I'm just having a ball getting out there and helping people generally.
Yeah, it sounds wonderful. Do you want to tell us a bit about your story? Like where have you been to get to this point?
Absolutely. So about 5 years ago, I hit rock bottom and I was so depressed that I took a handful of sleeping tablets because life for me didn't feel like it was worth living. And that was despite having, you know, a loving husband and two beautiful kids and a really good well-paying job. So I was depressed, but I couldn't tell why. I had no reason to be depressed and that made things worse. But at that time, something shifted in me and I decided that I needed help and I actually took the action to get that help. And the following year was a process of healing for me, going to personal development classes as well as kinesiology. And it took a year, but about 6 months into that year, I realized I was no longer depressed. And a year down the track, I actually felt happy. For the first time in my life, I had actually felt happy, and it was an unusual feeling for me, but it was fantastic to know I had actually healed this depression that had lasted for so long. And after that, I decided I wanted to figure out how I got better, because during the period I wasn't analyzing it, and I decided to write down my journey, and that resulted in a book called Empowered Happiness, and that's jam-packed of my story as well as the tools that I used to overcome my depression. And now I work with many people, all ages, children as well as adults, helping them find their happiness and their peace in their life through kinesiology or meditation or workshops. So it's been quite a journey.
Yeah, it sounds like that. So when you were talking about what actually happened, was that the tipping point for change then, or did it take a little while before things started to change after that?
That was the tipping point for me to go out and get help.
Yeah.
Up until then, I had dabbled and worked through so many different workshops and different learnings, because I'm always been passionate about natural healing. So I had done quite a few different courses, but I hadn't integrated any of them in my life. So that was a tipping point for me to say, I don't know actually what happened, but something made me go out there, make the phone call and get the help I needed, because I didn't want to go down the traditional path. That was just my choice. And I wanted to try something different. So yeah, that would have been the tipping point that made me go on that journey.
Yeah. Yeah. So what about lightning bolts or slow rumbles? When you actually get a point of time where you want to change, do you think it's due to a lightning bolt, or is it just because of the slow rumble of what things have been happening up to that point?
It's probably a combination of both, because I had another incident recently where I was the universe, because I believe sometimes if we don't listen to what we're supposed to be doing, something will happen to make us make that choice. And just last November, I'd been in a job for 17 years, working part-time while I was building my business. And it got so bad that I burnt out. I actually burnt out because the disconnect between what I was doing there and what I'm doing now in my business was so vast and it was so separate that I got to a point I hated that job. But what happened, because I wasn't listening to my own intuition of jumping into my business full time, I burnt out. And I remember trying to drive, I dropped the kids off at school and I got in the car to turn to drive to work and I physically could not drive to the job. And it was the first time in 17 years I couldn't. So a week later I went in and resigned. So sometimes they're the rumblings, but that was, I don't know if that was more of a slap in the face.
Sometimes we need them.
We do. So sometimes I don't listen and there it is. Make that change or else.
That's it. That's it. So now that you're in business, have you had some challenges along the way that made you feel like throwing in the towel there?
Oh, absolutely. When I worked for somebody else, the money was coming in and I didn't have to think about it. I would just go to work, do the job, get paid, come home. Now it's, I guess it's that change in thought pattern of how I can bring that income in, because I still do have kids, and financially that was probably the worst time to resign from my job, with my daughter going into high school and that costs so much more money and, you know, just general expenses. So I guess many times I've thought, why am I doing this and how much longer can I go on? But then I get that message from somebody saying, thank you so much for that session or thank you so much for your post, and it keeps me going. And I know I'm on the right path because I no longer hate Sunday nights. I actually love Sunday nights. So it keeps me going. And every time I have that little hiccup where I think, oh, this is too hard, I'm throwing in the towel, something will happen and I'll just realise that this is my passion.
Yeah. Yeah. It's big, isn't it? Like when you've got doing something that actually makes your heart sing, it's so different the way you see your week.
It is so different. And now it's funny because now I get to play. Yeah. Because I love what I do. So, and it's sort of hard to change that mind process to go, I'm allowed to play and make it a business. It doesn't have to be, you know, something I hate doing and just to earn money. It can be something that's really fun.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. A lot of my clients I work with are business people, like small business. And I want to tell them that, you know, living adventurously, having fun, all that sort of stuff is not just for your personal life. It's for business as well. Love your business. So you love, you know, it's not like a job. You know, you love doing it. It's your life. So,
and I think it comes through in your business. If you love what you do, it just comes through and you don't have to pretend, and you're happy to talk to people about what you're doing. And it's, you know, I spend so many hours talking to clients outside of sessions, but I do it because I just want to help. And if I can help someone, that's my goal.
Yeah. Yeah. So talking about your goal, putting one foot in front of the other all the time, is it for a big vision or is it, like, I know it's a bit out of necessity when you first started, but like, is it a big vision that you've got for that?
I have. I really do have a big vision. I want to let people know that they can overcome depression. It doesn't matter how long that depression's been there, but it does take work. Mm. It's not something that you can just flick on a switch and change the way you think, because years of programming has made our, you know, made the thought patterns a sort of habitual way of thinking and living. Mm. But if you do the work consistently, and like I said, it took me a year, and that was weekly personal development classes, weekly looking at myself, weekly working on myself, and then getting extra healings on top of that. So, you know, my big mission in life, I guess, is to let people know that you can really live a life of happiness. And I know that word is thrown around so much, but when you have those moments of pure bliss, it's all worth it. And it doesn't mean you live that life that way all the time. It doesn't mean that you're living a life in 100% happiness, because I have days where I struggle and I have days where I just think, what am I doing? And this is just too hard or whatever. But I'm able to get out of that now because of the tools I've learned. And that's more of a, you know, I just sort of smidge down below that line for a day or so. And if it's longer, I know straight away, all right, I need to get help. So I'll go to my kinesiologist or I'll go to a healer or whoever I choose to go to at that time. So, yeah.
Yeah. So have you had an ignition point where things have really started taking off for you?
I would say they're starting to take off now. I had just recently run my first workshop on the weekend. And the feedback was, oh, can you run more? And can you do this? And can you do that? So it seems to, I think when I first jumped into this full time, I thought that my only income was kinesiology. I hadn't really expanded. But since then, my meditation classes, my personal development classes have been taking off and the workshops have been taking off. So it's probably now that I'm really, now that I've focused 100% into the business and opened my perception to other possibilities of what I can do and what I can offer, that's where it sort of exploded.
Yeah. So you're talking about possibilities. What new possibilities have opened up for you other than like the workshop? Is there lots of other stuff that's come in? Like I know the 1,000 Ripples would be one of them.
Yeah, the 1,000 Ripples was a great one to get on board with. I love the whole message behind the purpose of the books and to help people. So it aligns fully with what I'm doing. I guess it's mainly just the workshops and the opportunities to educate people in different ways and different modalities. And I'm running another workshop in a few weeks on balancing the brain. So I sort of, the opportunities, I guess, are endless. I'm still exploring what they are. So yeah. I'm not quite sure where they're going to end up, but I'm just putting it out there and seeing what comes back.
It's kind of exciting, isn't it? Like it's not knowing, but knowing there's stuff that's going to happen.
That's extremely exciting. And I'm really excited to see the 1,000 Ripples books come out. I'm really looking forward to them.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be fantastic, isn't it? So what else is exciting about the future?
Just being here. One of my mottos in life is an adventure, so go on it. You know, just try the new possibilities. Just one of the biggest things I think I've changed in my thought patterns over the last couple of years was asking myself when an opportunity comes up, will I regret doing it or will I regret not doing it? So I've learned to just go with the flow and try different things. And if I fall flat on my face, that's okay. It's just a learning curve. And I've had the ability to get up and laugh at myself. So the future is whatever the future is.
Yeah, I love that ability to laugh at yourself, to make a bit of lightness about your life, because I know a lot of us, you know, for so long I took things so seriously. And you think, why? Why did I do that? Let's have a bit of fun. We can still get, you know, be productive and do the things we want to do, but have fun along the way.
And you're absolutely right. At the moment, I know your viewers can't see, but I'm actually losing half of my fringe because I've used a straightening iron too much and my hair has been fizzling away. And, I just go, well, it's hair. It'll grow back. It hasn't grown back for 3 months, so I have to clearly be careful. But I just laughed at it and I thought, well, you know what? Life's meant to be, you can't take things so seriously. And I think 90% of what we take seriously really doesn't need to be taken seriously.
No, that's it. That's it. All right, let's have a change in pace and do the speed round.
Oh, okay.
What's your favourite book?
Holographic Universe.
Oh, tell me more.
It's a book I read many years ago that is a fusion of science and spirituality. So what was really interesting about that was I had a friend reading it and he was reading it from a scientific point of view. And I went into a bookshop, not thinking about the book, and thought, I need to buy a book, closed my eyes, put my hand on the shelf and picked up that book. And so I read it in tandem with him, but I probably came from a more spiritual aspect. And we had the best conversations about this book. It just sparked so much conversation between the two of us. So, yeah, I love the fusion between science and spirituality. I love that sort of, you know, aspect of looking at life.
Yeah, sounds awesome. Who's a mentor figure that's helped you the most?
Wayne Dyer from reading his books. And I do have a business coach that I worked with early on, Samantha Jansen, who I just love, and she's now become a friend of mine. So without her, I wouldn't have been where I am today. She kicked me up the bottom when I needed it. She still does.
That's what a good mentor does.
Absolutely.
What daily ritual works best for you?
Just remembering to take time out, and it doesn't have to be the same thing every day. So it might be a meditation, it might be having a bath, it might be doing a bit of reading. And I mean fiction reading, because when I'm reading nonfiction, I tend to go into learning mode. Yep. And sometimes I need to switch off. Or just writing, doing some fiction writing.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. I have a mixed bag because I don't like to do the same thing every day.
Actually, I like that because a lot of people will say meditation, and whilst I like meditation, it's not an everyday thing for me.
Yeah,
I like to do a bit of different stuff, you know, whether it's just relaxing, you know, talking to my partner on the couch, but then another day it might be, you know, just sitting with the dog, patting the dog, you know, just things like that. Yeah,
I think it's important to mix things up because you can get bored.
Yeah.
And you don't want it to be a chore.
No.
Sure, then it sort of defeats the purpose of taking time out for yourself.
Exactly. What's your favorite food?
Chocolate.
Any particular chocolate or just chocolate in general?
Look, I am partial to Cadbury's. And I do just like the plain deck, but I probably would eat any Cadbury's chocolate.
Nice. Do you like the country or the city?
Country.
Yeah.
I love getting out into open space and not a city person at all. If I have to go there, I'll go, but give me space. Give me open space, trees, stars.
Yeah, it makes you feel grounded, doesn't it? I love that.
It does, and it's peaceful.
Yeah. What's the biggest piece of advice you can give to others to help them make change in their life?
I think the biggest piece of advice is to just keep going. Every little step counts. Just to keep going, keep learning, and to remember that they're perfect exactly as they are. Probably the biggest piece of advice. I think we're so intent on comparing ourselves to others, especially now with social media, that we think we're not good enough. So the biggest piece of advice, you're perfect exactly as you are, and just keep going on this adventure of life.
Yeah, I love that. A lot of the younger ones, they tend to take things really seriously about themselves, and they're harsh on themselves. And as you get older, you realise it's just not that important. Love yourself as you are. I think that's what's important.
And I think that that's actually an interesting point, because unfortunately we do learn that lesson as we get older. Yeah. And it's hard to teach that lesson to kids. Mm. But I think if you live that way, the people around you learn that. And my daughter is very much in that space now, which is fantastic. She's only 12, so she's still got to get through her teenage years. But she's already in a space of, yeah, whatever happens, happens, and she gets out there. And my son's pretty much like that too. So I think if we can live as examples, they're more likely to follow on from what we're doing rather than just listening to what we say.
Mm, yeah, exactly. All right, so last question. If you had a time machine, what would you go back and do differently or tell your former self?
I wouldn't do anything differently. All my mistakes and everything that brought me to where I am today, so I wouldn't change a thing. I would tell myself that everything will be okay. But in all honesty, she probably wouldn't listen to me and wouldn't believe me. But that's what I would do.
Yeah, it's one of those things you learn later on, isn't it?
It is. But, I would have been stubborn, and I was in quite a negative frame of mind for so long.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't change it, because it's given me the empathy and the knowledge I have now. So, you know, the past is what's defined who we are today. And if you can accept who you are today, then, you know, there are things in the past I'm not proud of, but they were done and they're done, you know?
Yeah, so true, so true. All right, well, thank you so much for your valuable time today, Carolyn. Would you like to give us the best place to contact you, and we'll end it there?
Absolutely. Thanks, Leanne. So the best place to contact me would be carolyn@empoweredhappiness.com, or they can check out my website, empoweredhappiness.com. And lastly, I do have a Facebook page, which is All Things Motivational Happiness, and it has kinesiology videos in there, and that's just creating empowered happiness. So happy to be connecting any way they like. And thank you so much for having me today, Leanne. It's been fantastic.
Oh, you're welcome. So welcome. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Igniters, Carolyn is passionate about living a happy life, and her motto is life is an adventure, so go for it, which runs true to my heart. I love how she says that you're allowed to play and have a business too. I say give yourself permission to do this. If you want to contact Carolyn, email carolyn@empoweredhappiness.com, or her website is empoweredhappiness.com, or see her Facebook group Creating Empowered Happiness. If you want to learn the secrets to a blissful life full of adventure, fun, variety and balance, go to my website, leanneblaney.com.